Grand Erie Public Health have confirmed an increase in the number of measles cases that the local region is dealing with. Currently, Grand Erie Public Health says 37 confirmed cases of measles have been identified as the health unit continues to manage the situation as an outbreak. The outbreak was declared on January 29th, where at the time, the number of confirmed cases sat at 21. Dr. Malcolm Locke, Grand Erie's Medical Officer of Health, spoke in a February 11th update regarding the increased number of cases in the region.
Right now in Grand Erie Public Health, our current status is that as of today, we have 37 confirmed cases of measles. And of those 37 cases, 5 are adults and 32 are children. So predominantly children are being affected here.
He detailed what area has seen the most confirmed cases so far within the outbreak.
We're still experiencing new cases, and most of the cases, our cases, are situated in the Haldimand-Norfolk area, an area which is known to be underserviced with regards to vaccination coverage.
Locke says the health unit is working to inform residents in the region where exposures to the virus have taken place and where that information is available.
As far as what we are doing in Grand Erie Public Health, the team is continuing to monitor and manage ongoing changes in the measles situation. And as Dr. Tran has already said, we encourage community members to visit our Brant County or Haldimand Norfolk County website for full exposure information and locations so that you can see where these are occurring and whether you're in that area. As we continue to investigate various measles cases, we're also continuing to contact tracing, and those areas that are affected are being contacted by our infectious disease team.
He detailed what residents can do to protect themselves and others if they believe they have contracted measles.
So what should you do as a community member? First of all, as Dr. Tran has already mentioned, you need to specifically check your immunization status, watch for any symptoms of measles, which are published on our website. And if anyone is experiencing symptoms, as Dr. Tran has already said, it's extremely important to call ahead before attending any health care facility, mainly because, as we've said before, this is a very infectious disease, and contact and exposures are very easily maintained for up to 2 hours in a room following a visit. So it's important for your healthcare provider to manage cases as they come in and to isolate people if there's any consideration that they may have contracted measles.
Grand Erie Public Health said in a February 10th media release that all confirmed cases are currently recovering at home. The infection sources of the new cases are linked to previous exposures, and the health unit is investigating and following up with known contacts who may have been exposed to the measles virus through these individuals. They also urge those who believe they have or have been exposed to the virus to call ahead and speak with a healthcare professional before visiting a local healthcare facility to manage and prevent the virus from spreading. For more information about measles, including signs, symptoms, and what to do if you believe you may have been exposed to the measles virus, to visit the health unit's website. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.